This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
All day, man. It's been a very special episode, man. It's your boy, Jermaine Richards, man. I'm in the building with it live from the O. Amen. B-Baby Trey also in the building, also live from the O.
Yeah, that ain't me crying in the background, but I could.
Oh, my. Amen. We got Shelter Sebastian coming live from the GTA.
Yes, sir.
Locked in, man. Locked in for a very wholesome episode, man. We talked about it all. The Random Order Show. Our Los Angeles press run. Being snacky late at night. Evil Dead and sleeping at the movies. Eating food at other restaurants. John Morant with the tutor. And of course, man, Black Magic Design hooks it up for the Random Order community, man. Amen. Let me get an eagle, man. Come on now, man. Listen, y'all know what y'all got to do, man. Drop a 5-star stunner rating. You know what I mean? Drop them comments and reviews and shit. More than once, man, all day.
Yeah.
Knock yourselves out, man. RandomOrder.org. We got the Waleed merch up for another 2 days. Other than that, man, we locked in. We getting down, man. Amen. Enjoy the episode. All day, man. Yup. We back up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? Coming fresh off 2 big, fat, juicy episodes, man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, we are.
You know we had to do it, man.
Mm-hmm.
The streets been asking.
Yeah.
Been on our backs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Waleed episode at, man?
Yes, sir.
Holy.
Dropped it.
Dropped him.
That's it, man. Nigga just had to lose his job. You got to wait on great things.
Dropped him.
Real talk. And I got to find this gentleman right here.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Dropped a young Yamen.
Yep.
Yeah.
On our first live stream, man. It's Jerron. He said, get Noel Miller on the podcast. I said, you think it's that easy, Nikki? Laughed it off and kept it pushing, man. But young Jerron had the vision, man.
Yeah.
Young Jerron had the vision.
Yeah.
And made it happen.
Yeah.
We got the Noel Miller episode up on the you know what I mean? Amen. Yeah. On the channel.
Yeah.
All day.
What a fun episode.
Man, streets are saying it's the best.
What a jam-packed 2-episode special, man. That's like when Game of Thrones dropped the goddamn fucking sequel, whatever it was called, man. I didn't watch it.
But even they ain't dropping sequentially.
Yeah,
double drop on the head top. Back to back week drop. Oh, man.
Just like that, and it was over.
Yeah, Waleed with the strong left hook. Had the Noel Miller on the Arthur fist on the right with that mean hook.
Yup.
You know what I'm saying? We got some good jabs coming your way, man.
Yeah, man. We got some good jabs for real.
Noel's ended up being a little bit too short.
Yeah.
Because he had places to go and shit.
Yeah.
Well, man.
He's a real one, man. He flew in extra early, man. He came literally straight from the airport. If you, in the episode, I say, oh, how was the drive over? I just started the episode. Asked if there was traffic. It was a Sunday. But yeah, man, he landed, flew in, shot the episode, went straight to sleep, woke up, went straight to fucking do his show. So shout out to him, man. By the end of the night, that man was walking. No, he had more energy in the night, actually.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, we took him on a little chicken sandwich excursion, man.
Yeah, we did.
We was involved in the after party, the ultra late party, downtown and shit. And he's like, yo, man, who has food? I said, I know.
I said, bro,
come with us. Get in our car. Bro, we whisked him away from his own party. This is Noel Miller's after party. Everyone's there for Noel Miller. Where's Noel Miller? He's sliding down Spadina.
Yeah.
Up on the way to get some Happy Burger.
Get some goddamn chicken sandwiches, man.
Man.
I'm gonna show you, Sheldon.
Yeah.
I do food, man, and it's nice to know when, like, talk to someone that does food. I just want to know I'm in good hands.
Here he goes again talking about food.
Noel didn't say one thing, man. He didn't say one thing. We just knew the spot. When we found Happy Burger in COVID,
a little gem. A little, I felt like it was just for us.
God, you're happy. It was so close to our crib, bro. It was like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I remember biting into that waffle Friday. It just became a thing where this nigga Jermaine would walk down the hallway, and I just we're moving within the crib. Like, I'm not really paying attention to every movement, but sometimes he'll walk down the hallway, and sometimes I'll smirk because I'm like, okay, if I'm hungry, this nigga's hungry. See a greasy fucking bag with a Happy Burger logo on it. I said, dog, you not right, man. Just had that shit yesterday. But damn, yeah, now we kidnapped Noel.
All day, a few pounds heavier and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Now we broke the burger down in the club.
And oh, we did. Yeah, that's right, man. No burger scanners.
Damn,
man.
How you get right the burger on the burger scanners?
It was good money in there, man.
They didn't check my brown bag.
They did. I had a couple double takes for sure.
Yeah,
I definitely saw some necks breaking.
Yeah, I definitely had someone tap my shoulder and said, "Is that on the menu?" I said, "Nah, not on this one."
They should sell food in the club, but they'll probably get too.
Yeah, it was like a lounge, but it's still like it. I don't know why things are so tense when you bring something that's not supposed to be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I shouldn't feel this tension.
Dog, all I did was walk through a fucking glass door, and all of a sudden my burger's no longer good here. I paid good money for this burger. You know
somewhere,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same thing when I went to Panda Express the other day. This was a minute ago, and there's a McDonald's right beside us, and the dad was clapping his fucking Panda Express Big Man, clapping down his fucking, you know, teriyaki chicken, while his kids are eating a Happy Meal. And I'm like, yo, the way this guy's back is like arched over his food, he's like trying to block that Happy Meal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah, that is a Happy Meal for him.
All day.
Man, I gotta respect it. But how would you feel if you just saw you had a burger joint, honest little mom and pop joint, you flipping burgers and shit? You see this gentleman with his back arched over his table. Man, he's slopping down the nastiest motherfucking heaviest chow mein this world has ever seen. Alone, he's not with anyone. He's just knocking down chow mein in your establishment.
Well, if it's a burger plate, first off, let me get a bite. How good is this motherfucker that you breaking it down in my shit? But if he copped something, even a Sprite from me, you're good to sit there, man.
Good money.
I know what it feels like to have hot food in your hand and say, yo,
I want somewhere to sit.
You know what I mean?
I feel it, man.
It takes a certain type of guy to eat cold food, so.
Yeah. And for some reason, I don't know, the food tastes better when you're eating it where you're not supposed to eat it.
Okay, here we go. Sneaking candy into like a movie theater when we're kids.
Right.
Like, sneaking food.
Food. Yeah. I was going to upgrade it just as a warmy meal. What type of level were you? Because he already told you what we was doing.
Oh, I was, bro, I'm Subway sandwich in the coat.
Oh, man, all day. Because candy's easy. You get it in, it blends in. Yeah. Oh, you got to sell candy. Might be our candy, whatever. Yeah. You know you ain't selling no damn 12-inch. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, you was not. We would go get the fucking Metro chicken, the rotisserie chicken from the Metro.
Yeah, that's different.
Conniving bastards, man.
Yes, sir.
Poutine.
Watch a chicken, little eating a little chicken. How you mean?
That's all it is, man. Come on.
And bro, we get it done. We clean up. It's all good.
Oh, yeah, we clean up.
Okay. They should have those tables though.
Yeah.
Every movie theater.
Yeah.
You know what? And they might, because you know they struggling, man. They gotta find some way to get us back in there. So they might.
Well, are they? Movie theaters are struggling?
I mean, I would think so.
I'm gonna tell you one thing, man. Keep the movies in your life. It's a classic outing, and it feels good to step out, go watch a movie. But just I think theaters have just been getting better. Like, they just trying to up their shit to say, okay, what can we have? How can we make this movie night a little bit, you know what I mean, steezier? But
right.
So the VIP joints and shit like that, you know.
But at the end of the day, they up and shit, but they up in the cost of shit too. So it's like,
yeah. Well, you can still go.
It's
see
still
a regular
gonna make
movie,
me be like, ah. You know what I mean?
Right. You're right. And me personally, man, I love me the option to get some chicken tenders while I'm watching Chicken Noodle.
Oh, man.
Too,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Growing up, you know what I'm saying? Don't have to hide it no more.
For sure. I love the movie still, but I just think, like, it just take more for me to go. It take, like, top tier movies or before you just go see some bullshit sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I ain't seen bullshit.
I know, man. It does feel very 90s for me.
Yeah.
It feels very retro to me still to go out and see a movie.
Yeah.
Not for sure.
Yeah, this is the most physical thing we still do.
Because you went out to see a couple movies that you knew you had no business watching.
Oh, man, all day, man.
You just know I'm going to the movies. Like, that's all this outing is. Like, I'm going to the movies. But I'll tell you something that pisses me off. I don't know if you can relate to this. Because I'm used to going to the movies to see my Wicked movies, right? Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
But times where I accept to go see like a whatever movie, I'll see all the trailers for all the sicker movies coming out. And then like when my shit starts, I'm like, fuck, I forgot I'm watching this.
Yeah, I forgot I'm getting into this shit.
Fucking bullshit right now. I did watch Evil Dead.
What's that?
I know it's a, you guys seen the trailer for that?
No,
man, I'd be missing trailers like that movie didn't fucking come out to me.
Yeah, yo, and they did a good promotion job.
Missed
like,
it.
They had a run. Yeah,
missed like, it. Nigga, they wasted millions of dollars. Nigga, missed me. I did not see that. It didn't even pop up on me nowhere.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a scary thing.
Good shit.
Yeah, it's a scary movie. Okay. But it's like it's shot really well. It's almost like one of those over gory movies that's like it's almost not scary.
Oh yeah.
Beautifully. Just beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. The blood looked good, the shots look good, the tone and like the whole movie like looked good. Like they really knew what they were trying to capture. And they shot it all in like one location and it wasn't too long. The story made sense. There's a video game for this. Yeah. It came from a video game from a minute ago. And I think they may have made Evil Dead.
They made a new one because I played this game.
Yeah. It's a game. Yeah. So it kind of has that same essence of a game where it's like, it's not that serious. Where it's like, I wasn't scared. But like once you see the couple of jump scares, like you see like, all right, they're not trying to scare you. They're just trying to make you enjoy a
wake your ass up.
But they did this one thing. You know when you watch movies and like, it's just okay.
Yeah.
I've seen movies, niggas get stabbed, niggas get shot. You should have seen niggas get stabbed.
A little lip razor.
Shot. Yeah, right now, my lip is tucked. So there's this one scene in the movie, all right? And the girl's like running away, but she gets knocked down. She's on the kitchen floor. We're in the kitchen. The other girl's possessed. Like it's the Evil Dead took over, whatever. She grabs the girl's crawling away. She grabs a cheese grater on her fucking calf and pulls it. I was in the movie just twisted in the chair. That was one part I said like, yo, I couldn't watch it, man. I couldn't watch it. I said, yo, Brett.
Yeah, there's certain things that just trigger you specifically. I don't know. One of my triggers for sure is I was watching Saw. Any one of them, you know where I'm going. There was a nigga sitting down on a chair, and then he tried to stand up, and then something like just before he stood up, something sliced like the tendon, your ACL.
Yeah, the
something
back like, of your heel.
Cut
yeah.
into his ACL.
And the nigga just fucking this, and it's just a little elastic. No, I can't, man. I can't.
Needed to stop.
Yeah,
it's like you guys did everything.
We seen it, nigga.
I seen it, nigga. I saw six. All right, come on, dog.
I seen it, man.
I wonder how they like prepare for like certain like scenes. Like, if they're like, all right, you're fucking the back of your heel is about to get cut. Like, how do you like express that pain? That's something I don't think I ever like experience.
How do you how you channel that?
Yeah, how you do the research for that, man?
Like, nah, I'm just because I'm gonna imagine you doing it to me and how because sometimes nigga, if you close your eyes and someone puts you under like a hypnosis, and he says, you know, whatever, watch this movie scene, this is your angle, you're screaming on the floor right in front of me as a man that just hypnotized you. I'm looking at you like,
Yeah.
Screaming is a given, yeah. But I wonder if a man that's happened to, if he watches that and he's like, that ain't how I go.
You'd
be really screaming if it really happened. Man, you probably just die.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Anyways, off of that, man. Fuck. That was my last movie. That was my point. It was a good movie.
I went to go see Super Mario Burger in LA. I already seen the movie. Sim didn't see it. You want to go to the movies? I was hungry, though, nigga. So, you know what I mean? Okay. I went to the meal movies.
Nice.
Little VIP. I love a good iPick, man.
Yeah.
I recommend iPick if you're out there in LA chilling. You're trying to have a little movie
outing. What is iPick? I don't know what that is.
That's the little meal joint, so it's like less people in the theater.
Okay. And then you have a table in between you, and the whole point is to order food.
Oh, so they bring it to you while the movie's playing?
Yeah.
Fucking whispering, nigga, just sneak you burgers, throw the whole joint.
Oh, okay.
And all I saw was that damn burger, nigga. The burger was done. I'm like, all right, I seen this already.
The nigga dies. Let's get it, man. I went to go watch Michael Myers, and you know, the last time we see Michael Myers, we were goddamn children, man. Mm. I went there to stab the burger. I got my own knife. Inspired by him.
Get
that burger. Stab that steak.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But that the thing about that is, like, honestly, you go there to eat and then just cave for the movie. And then whenever you wake up, that's when you're leaving.
Bro, I do not mind to sleep there. And it's fine. It's fine. They give you a blanket and shit. I'd be sideways. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wake me up when the credits roll and the lights turn on.
You know what I always found funny now that you said that? Not to be totally fucking duty, but like in like cartoons or certain TV shows, whenever they put a blanket over them and then they'd like pass gas and the blanket raises. As a kid, that always get me. I'm like, bro, it's not that strong, bro. Like,
you're fucking, that is pretty funny.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why you said, but he put the sheet over me. I popped it to my head. I'm like, I haven't seen that in a minute, bro.
Yeah.
Certain, man, I seen a fucker put blue cheese on a steak, and I hate that I got it, because...
Can't stop getting blue cheese on a steak, man.
Damn, how did that taste?
You got to think.
You got to imagine.
You can.
Yeah. I never tried it. I can imagine exactly how it tastes. Yeah, no, I never.
Damn, dog.
I could get it, though. You only get the salt, the buttery, salty, cheesy notes.
Yeah. Because they ask you, like, what extras you want on top. So you can do, like, butter. You can do a compound butter where it's, like, garlic. Right. You can do, like... You can do a lot of shit, but that one thing, they do blue cheese, and the way that fucking meat and cheese collide.
Oh, they collide all right.
Yeah.
That's like, I saw this TikTok where this girl put, she put like jam on a piece of like, I guess like a bread or like a cracker type joint, and then she put a brie cheese on top of the jam, and I was like, that's kind of like the same. I feel like that put me in the same place as like the steak with the blue cheese, like.
Yeah. Minus the sweet.
Minus the sweet. But the sweet is what kind of entices me the most.
Yeah, I'm into that. The sweet and salty.
Yeah, I gotta try it. I bought jam, I'm not gonna lie. I bought jam.
You got the damn the other component.
I'm about to get some brie cheese. Just try it out. Yeah.
And let me tell you something, man, because I wasn't a steak guy, but
I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a steak. Are you call yourself a steak man?
No.
But you'll get the steak.
Yeah, I'm man of steak though. Yeah.
Okay. I just felt like
all day, man.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was getting to that point in my life where I was going to so many dinners that had steak involved. Like, you know, you go to dinner
when steak's involved.
You know what I'm saying? But like,
it is a level of maturity. You gotta, you know, you gotta pass that threshold. You start getting invited to steak events and shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When niggas say, when someone hands me a cigar, I can tell you a little bit about the cigar. You know what I mean? Hand me a steak, I'm gonna tell you like, oh, I only like the fillets, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I just knew I had to up my shit. But in general, there's like top tier steak shits where it's like bread for no reason, and then there's the steaks where it's like the steakhouses where it's so fucking busy because it's so fucking cheap, but it's like good quality steak. You know what I'm saying?
Bread for no reason?
Like, okay, let me clean that sentence up. There's steakhouses that are expensive as fuck.
Oh. Yeah. Like, they give you bread for no reason.
No,
like,
no. Everyone don't give you bread
for bread reasons. Like money. Okay.
My fault. Yeah. Sorry.
You gotta know.
Yeah.
Sorry. Bread like money. My fault. So it's just an expensive steakhouse. And it'll be like a $600 steak, whatever. Appetizers are crazy. It's going to taste good. Of course it's going to taste good. But you have those steakhouses where it's just like super cheap. Or not, I wouldn't say super cheap, but cheaper than them. And fucking quality, you know what I mean?
I've
been to two. There's one here I've been trying to go to.
Really?
Can't drop the load. Oh, yeah.
Why are you doing all this talking to not tell you?
I gotta tell y'all, we can go. Shell about to come here. Yep. What is it? Like, I went there and they got the blue cheese there.
Okay.
But it's cheap as hell.
Mm.
And
a classic diner steak.
Yeah, it's just old school. Yo, sit the fuck down. Don't worry about this the decoration, man. But it's always fucking packed, but mad cheap. And it's like, if I fiend for a steak, I'll go there more times.
Nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know they have cheaper steakhouses.
Dog, that's what I've been. That was the whole thing. I'm like, yo, I would never pitch it. Let's go to a steakhouse.
I thought it was just like a steakhouse. No. I'm like, all right, I got to wait for a special night.
No. It's literally just like, bro, you'll go there. It's like, I didn't want to drop the price. So y'all niggas Google it and say, steak for about 50. Dog, all I'm going to say is I went there with two people and I got some shit in my bills, just like a bill 27. I said, what?
Nice.
Wow.
That's supposed to be one human. Man, you ever go to Ruth's, Chris?
No, I still haven't done the roof.
They ruthless over there.
Yeah,
ruthless over there, man. They'll do you in, man. Their receipt just grab you by the shirt.
Yeah.
Damn.
I went to this one old steakhouse in Toronto. I think it's called I don't even know. I'll find it. Wink, wink. Yeah, right. I went there and it was a premium steakhouse, but it's been there for a minute. And that was some good steak. It's always, a steakhouse feels better when you know you're in an old house. You know what I mean? Like you're in an old fucking crib.
Yeah, I feel it.
Like older kind of steez. I don't even know. I kind of like that feng shui.
I'm like, sometimes when I get all this money, nigga, just marble the floor. Nigga. Come on. What's this 1940s carpet? I just feel so guilty, man. You're at a steakhouse and I'm just fiending for a burger.
Yeah.
Or when you go to just any type of restaurant,
they be making like the best burgers.
Elevator burgers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a burger steak.
Man, yeah, and you got to know when shit has its run, man, because we just came back from LA and Waleed always has new spots for us. Mm. He took us this one fucking spot, and as soon as I bit the burger, I promise you, burger on my mouth, I say, yo, bring Jermaine here. I promise you.
Get this man here.
Yo, because the thing was landing like a day or two. So I'm like, I just had to say it on the spot, like, yo, we're coming back here.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear anything about it. This is going to be the spot.
Right.
We're going to run it. You know, we're going to run the course, and after that.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'll tell you guys about that spot in a few years. Somewhere in Long Beach, you can start searching out, nigga, but it'd be right under your nose, man. Those be the ones. I'm like, why is this so good?
Dog, man, it's a problem when the people working there start recognizing you. I'm like, bro, I don't even live here, man. You already scoping me all like that.
Welcome back. Hey.
Oh, no.
Back so soon.
How was LA for y'all?
Shit, man. You know what? This is a good run. It's just a lot going. There's a lot of just humans in LA. So that's always like bothered me. Mm-hmm. It's just so much shit going on. So it's kind of hard to like, I don't know, nigga. Okay, every other trip I've been to LA is kind of just like lollygagging. You know what I mean? We do a couple things here and there. But this time around, we're like, all right, let's go to LA and just fucking, we just for no reason set up this little press run. We're just like, man, we're going to do very intentional things. We're going to feature on this show, tell people about what we got going on with Random Order Show. So we got to connect with a lot of people. And this time around, we're like focused on like other people's shows and like, you know, doing them a favor of getting on the show and, you know, bringing some entertainment and light and shit and some laughs and shit.
Right.
So with that like intention, we went out there and yeah, had a lot of fun, man. Caught up with people, the door entertainment guys.
Yeah.
Nice.
My man Tim, Ricky Shucks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Met some new people and shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was nice. It was nice. I felt like I was out there on the job and shit. And like that's like the perfect situation for me. Chill in Orlando, get it done. Well, not chill in Orlando, but you know what I mean? Get it done on our own in Orlando. Do what we gotta do.
Yeah.
Get that studio running. And then you know, hop out in LA or wherever we need to be, and you know, get it done out there.
So
that was a good trip, man.
I also say we're calibrated a certain way, especially when we're in Toronto. We're calibrated a certain way to work a certain way, and I used to always like a lot of people that you would take out of a city. And I didn't really notice it with Toronto because everyone was surrounding me was from there, but like when people from New York would go somewhere else, they'd be like, yo, it's too slow, or it's too this, it's too that, and it's because they're calibrated that way. So we're out in LA and just, it was just a different fucking beast that I was like, okay, how do you even, from the people, the traffic, the timing, like there's so many things to figure out on like how your schedule has to work out there, or how you have to work out there. Like one slip up and you're fucking back 3 hours in traffic because you didn't leave, you know what I mean, 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
But I'll say, yeah, over the years, this is probably one of the best like trips I can say, okay, everything was very calculated to what we're doing, where we're at. Because you go to LA and you're just overwhelmed of like, yeah, way too many things going on. People see you, you're there. Yo, link up.
Doesn't happen to 3 hours away.
Yeah.
And then schedules don't line up because they're like, when they want to link, you're still 2 hours away. And then that fall. You know what I mean? So this time we're like, all right, nigga, schedule this, schedule that. Come in on this day, blah, blah, blah. And just worked out nice, man.
Worked out nice, man. Yeah.
Little foul tip. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shot the foul tipples, man.
All day.
Man, that's what they call them. Yeah. But no, I had a good time out there, man. And also in Long Beach, we were staying in Long Beach, it made me feel like, I wasn't really, like, if I'm downtown, it made me feel like I'm in...
You in the zoo, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, okay, that's what you're saying.
So I was out in basically Richmond Hill, essentially, you know what I mean? I was chilling outside of the city, so it just felt calmer. It felt like, when I was there in the nighttime, it was like, okay, the day is actually slow, I can kind of relax. Whereas, like, I feel like when you're always in the mix, it's like your brain's never really chilling to say, But I ate like a damn bastard out there, man.
Man, for sure.
It was
out there heavy, man. Waleed, man, slender guy, but that motherfucker's going to feed you, nigga, and eat with you, too.
And he's like,
put some pounds on you.
and the thing is, he's a snacky guy. So I there's this one time, one night where it was on his G day actually. So we go and we see his parents, and man, holy fuck, man, time is flying, and it's almost like you don't notice it, but you know. I'm gonna say it right now, time is flying, and 5 years are gonna go by. But like, we haven't seen Waleed's parents, and had to like, when I'm looking at them, I'm like, yo, holy fuck, it's been like 6 years. Like,
bro, COVID was a black hole. Anything you did just before COVID, or anything before COVID, nigga, that was years ago. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was when you were like a child.
We link up with them, have his birthday bash there. His dad is just Sheldon. His dad was slinging,
shoveling food into us.
Dog.
At that point.
God. Like, there's literally no words to express like how much meat this man had on the barbecue. Like layers.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a kebab factory.
And the thing is, me and Jermaine went over there maybe like a couple times, but the last time we seen them was the last time we really ate. And they said, yo, okay, we understand these boys can eat, say no more. Every time we come over, I got it. The man threatened to go to Costco while meat was still cooking.
you guys are lucky I don't go to Costco.
We literally had to tell him, chill, man. He was trying to untie his apron. I had to hold his
hand. It's like he's trying to drive drunk. We're like, take his keys. I'll do it.
I'm
going to Costco.
We don't need him. I said, what time is Costco closed on a Sunday? And it's like 8 p.m. I'm like, bro, you're boss. Boss, you're finished. So anyways, we ate a lot. Yeah. Later on, we go home. We're chilling. We're back at our house, and we're just kind of cooling, you know what I mean, speaking, whatever, catching up. And Waleed goes, feeling a bit snacky. Now you know what I'm saying? You don't paint it red around a bull. You know what I'm saying? So me and Jermaine will look at each other. I'm like, yeah, I can kind of get there. And the thing is, like, when you're in an environment, you're going to eat and you're going to be like, hey, I'm full for this moment. Mm-hmm. 2 hour drive home, 3 hours later. Yeah.
Depending on what system you got working with, man. You know what I mean?
My shit
ready to go in a bit.
Sometimes your mind activate
your stuff. Yeah, mob mentality as well. Yeah, for sure.
That too,
My man feeling snacky, that means I got it. If you snacky, I'm snacky.
That's how I'm like, okay, confirmed, I'm snacky. So we tell him we're snacky. He's like, all right, bet. We drop everything we're doing at that moment. He's like, yo, get the keys. Let's go right now. It was quick. Like, no thinking. We're just in the car already.
Midnight mobbing.
Midnight goddamn mobbing, man.
You say snacky at midnight.
Yeah,
you know, certain people have a certain vision of, you know what I mean, what's on their mind when they say snacky. What the mind's eye see.
What's on your mind?
I'm seeing a burger, man.
I was gonna go burger too.
There you go.
Yeah,
God, talking to us like we crazy, man. Shut up. I swear to God, bro. Okay, whatever. We drive, we cruising. You know, Waleed is in that little Tesla right now.
Yeah.
So we sliding around the electric off the battery.
Yeah. Elon driving.
Slick. Yo, off the battery, off the green. So it's a greenhouse basically on wheels. You feel me? Going to get some snacks, man. I'm just with my boys. I'm like, all right, man. I can't wait to get my head. There's only one option, in and out, and I'm fine with that.
And that's, it's right there.
Yeah. 2 seconds from us.
5 minutes.
Woo, yeah. Max. Right there. Add the hot chili peppers, man. It's crazy.
Say that. Listen,
we ain't doing animal fries, but we're going to add the animal on these fries, brother. Shut up. Let me tell you, man. And yes, the fries are part of a snack.
Mm-hmm.
You get the meal.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, me and Jermaine already know where we're going.
We didn't say it once, by the way. I knew where we were going.
Bro.
I had the route mapped out. I was ready to go.
If a nigga blindfolded me and pulled me into a black car and said, where are you guys going? I'd be in and out. Jermaine was just saying in and out. This nigga Waleed drove to a fucking convenience store.
Oh.
A goddamn, like, Smoke Mart type shit.
Wait.
It was just a quiet pull up.
And the guy's about to close. He pulls up, the car parks. You already know a Tesla quiet. So he's just kind of looking like, I don't hear no movement. I don't hear no excitement. So he turns around and I say, fuck is this?
You need a drink or something before we hit the, you know what I mean?
You need a Red Bull or something? You need a Red Bull? You feeling tired? He said, no, you guys said, turns around, looks at the place, make sure he's in the right place, looks back at us. You guys said a snack.
I look up, it does say Snack Mart. Only eight, nigga. It's not what we're talking about.
You know what we mean by snack, man. Bro, I was so offended. I'm like, yo, Wally, you might as well drop me home, man, because there's nothing in there for me.
Take us out of here.
This man was fucking blown away that, like, yo, he's like, yo, come on, let's just go inside. We walk up and down. I'm just like, bro.
This guy's rushing us and shit, man. Yeah. Guys, I have to go home too, man. I'm like, all right, man. I don't want to be here like that.
Yeah.
Just so
the nigga that worked there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. See, Wally, come on, Greg.
Bro, Waleed's picking up hella shit, just trying to, like, make him swing back. And we just let him know right there. We said, listen, you going to another place.
So what you getting right now, you getting that for later.
Do what you got to do.
Funny enough, he was actually going there for Red Bull for tomorrow. So, like, my impression, I'm like, all right, so this isn't it. That was my little space of hope until he said, no, this is the snack.
Wow, he really meant that literally.
Shit, man. I'll tell you one thing. He was in and out of another place.
All day, all night.
Yo, man. Zach said the same thing, too, when you told him. He said, what do you think of a snack at 12 o'clock? He said, oh, no bag of chips. I said, y'all ain't snacking right, man.
That's the problem.
Yeah, nah, that ain't it. I honestly don't even do, like, snacks often. Like, I don't do chips and shit. Yeah. Like, I don't really do that.
Let's go get chips, right?
Yeah,
I don't do that. Like,
I just go automatically.
We
get
got
JBC.
If anything.
Facts. The chips should already be with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We ain't going to get chips.
No, mm-hmm. You shouldn't. Nah. And if you're getting chips, you definitely got to get something on the side with the chips.
If I go to get chips, it's because I want some dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go for the dip.
Yeah.
Ja Morant with the flipper again, man. What's the deal, boys? Basketball.
Disappointed, man.
Shit.
I don't got nothing for this.
Is this on purpose, boys?
I don't know, man.
It is the Second Amendment.
At this point, is it the first time is his fault? Second time is definitely your fault. But fool me once, man. Fool me twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. I can't really
shame on you, bro.
This time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to look like an idiot.
Yeah. Now your interview looks even more pointless. Like, at first, you still wasn't rocking with the first interview saying sorry. Mm-hmm. Now you giving them more fuel. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He wasn't sorry.
Yeah. You know, I told you. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And maybe he felt like, because it's off season, like, ain't nothing they could do to me.
But why are you? Why though?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man.
I'm sorry. I believe in having protection. I believe in protecting yourself, your family, rah-rah. But when you're that up, bro, security rolls with it. You're not getting in trouble. Yeah. We seen what happened to Lil Wayne on the tour bus.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know,
you flash the security. That's what when you get to a certain, you flash your security. Like, you hold your security guard up. Like, yeah.
Man, they good.
Flash
the security, and that's even fine, man. But it's unfortunate for real, man.
Man, it's just, it's the live stream era, man. Niggas doing. That's a double edged sword.
Yeah,
that ain't all you think it is, man. That's what's crazy,
it isn't,
like,
man.
Stay off that.
I was with Hassan in LA, and we did a live stream. We went to go play ball, and then we live streamed the whole day. We were cooking as well. But at one point, we had to go get propane to get to cook the food. He has his little backpack, and he's recording everything. But I'm not holding the camera, right? Because I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, yo, this is your show. You're running your show. So he has to drive now, and he's like, yo, okay, we're getting in the car. But I thought he was going to turn off his stream, but he wasn't. He's like, yo, keep the stream going, but just face it down.
Okay.
Now I'm thinking, I'm holding the fucking tripod, but like I for whatever reason, I can feel the physical weight of like the 20,000 people that were watching. I'm like, yo, I show one thing, like that's kind of clipped. Now, obviously, I'm not holding no fucking gun, but I'm saying I show his addy, I show like where we're going. I'm afraid to show where I'm at because I'm like, I'm here. I'm really here right now. You know what I mean? So I don't know why people don't feel that pressure of like
protecting your privacy, like
being online. Yeah.
To a degree, you know? Like, yeah, for sure.
Y'all was streaming ball for a minute. Y'all streaming at a park for a long minute. I was watching the whole time, but my thought was like, you're just going to tell people where you're balling? Like, you're not exactly, but people around the way could recognize where you guys are at.
Yeah, no,
hooping easy. For what, a couple hours?
Yeah, we're there for a while, man.
I guess it matters the type of person you are, too. Like, realistically.
Type of streamer?
Yeah, like, people that will pull up on you guys will probably just be, like, chill folks. Like,
I do believe that to a certain degree, but you got your... nutcases and shit.
It's true, yeah, not for sure.
You got people that can pull up on you in live action, or people that can screenshot something that I showed accidentally, and it's like, oh, now you gotta fucking move. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And the thing is, it went from very extreme. Like, we're in the car. He's like, you don't show nothing. We're outside. I'm fucking recording my hip. He said, no, you're showing now. I'm like, all right, I'm about to do it. You know what I mean? I'm about to pull the camera. Sure. Like, you sure?
Double check, yeah.
So that's just, yeah, man. Life is scary, man. My life is life is scary, but it's just, you know,
yeah,
it's a different beast, man. You gotta understand that.
Yeah. Speaking of live, man, Twitch going up, man.
Trey back. Yo, who told you that?
I think you did a couple of times throughout the last 3 months.
For real.
Yeah,
man.
I'm a support, man. When, regardless, man. Hey, I hope it happens, guys. Hey.
Sheldon about to come down.
Sheldon
to the
been streaming, man.
He about to come down to the O, and I think on video call, I told Sheldon a hilarious joke. I said, "Listen, Sheldon, I'm streaming when you back. So if you don't want to be on camera, stay home.
I'm gonna be in the corner like John Wick, nigga.
I'm being held hostage.
You guys see Trevon sweating on stream? Is me, nigga.
Yeah, with that heater on the side,
in the corner of the yapo. But yeah, no, man, I'm getting back to streaming, man. Now I'm gonna get back on it.
What's the plan?
I'm gonna get back on there and just kind of chill, watch over some podcast episodes, talk to the people, play some games, of course. I'm gonna have a couple of nights where I'm just running some tunes. A couple of nights where I'm playing chess, maybe. Honestly, we did a couple barbecue streams out in LA. I was on a couple of different streams out
there. I was really doing the press run.
I was on a couple of different streams. I was just seeing how they get down. Obviously, they have a backyard and shit, so it's a little bit special what they can do. But yeah, we was barbecuing, and I was like, man, this is something I'd easily run. I would 100% cook burgers on stream and just chill, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they have a whole situation, cameras plugged into backpacks, so it's a whole different world to get
cameras
in.
Cameras plugged in the backpack.
I felt like, I felt like the nigga on Call of Duty with the Intel nigga that just, yo, protect this man and let him get to the GPS. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's how we're getting home, bro. Like, you know?
Yeah.
My boy, Link.
And more just, more so just fucking chilling with the guys streaming. Honestly, I do want to get more podcast streams, live streams. Those are fun. But that all comes with a studio as well. But for now, I'm definitely get it cracking in the room.
Yeah.
Go up like that.
Amen. Hey, what's the deal with, what happened with Kai? How did, I saw him get banned and then come back.
I don't know.
I ain't never seen a nigga come back to Twitch after being banned.
Yeah, I think with the Kai situation, I think it's probably a lot to do with how big he is. They don't want people to look at his streams and be like, oh, like, he getting away with shit that, like, is TOS. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, he got banned one time for, like, being high on the edibles and shit, which I don't know the tea yeah. what? Behind that.
He was gone.
Oh, gone off the edible.
Yeah.
You just can't be gone.
He was sleeping. Yeah. Like, all the
it's a sleep
yeah,
stream, huh?
Oh, yeah. Nah, it was a 24-hour check.
Yeah. He didn't mean to stream for 24 hours. He just fell asleep.
No, that's it. I mean, I think he just, you know, he tried to push the boundaries sometimes, but they always bring him back because, you know, he's so big on the platform, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's like unnecessary shit, like shit that they don't ban other people for, they ban him for.
Yeah.
But I think they going somewhere else now, I think. I think he going to another platform now.
Kick or something like that.
Rumble.
Oh, yeah, I did see that with Asho Speed and him.
Yeah, I don't know what Rumble is, but.
Yeah. It's like a man. I remember Rumble from back in the day. It was like,
holy shit.
Oh, really?
YouTube days. Yeah. Somehow we got put onto Rumble, and they're like, yeah, man, this is the next YouTube, man. It's going to be it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then at one point, we're like uploading all our skits up there as like backup or as like another, like, all right, I believe in
just
Rumble.
Just why
too.
Not? Yeah.
We
yeah,
made like two bones. And yeah. But there's just a lot of people that get banned on YouTube for like sensory shit. They head on over to Twitch. I mean, not Twitch, Rumble.
Rumble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Steve will do it and shit. He got banned on YouTube, and now he's like, he's on Rumble.
Yeah,
I know Nelk is getting.
So it's not
there.
It's not live streaming. It's like a video uploading. Nah.
I wonder if you can live stream, but it's primarily a VOD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nowhere near the amount of views that you get on YouTube though. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Yo, even with Twitch, man. That's why it's like, even with people are telling like Kai to go to like Kick and stuff, and I think obviously he has the pull to like take people with him, but you just it's not gonna be the same, bro. Like,
it's not gonna be the same.
It's not gonna
like
be
Swag
the same
too.
Bro. Yeah,
where
you
go
know?
When Swag went to YouTube, his numbers maybe got chopped in half.
Really, YouTube?
Yeah, to stream live on YouTube.
That's crazy because most Twitch. Of his clips are going crazy. Like his clips go crazy,
crazy on YouTube. He's still totally fine, but it's just like the number. Also, you got to understand that Twitch was the only platform at that time. So it's like things are going to change within time, in between time, and like also when, because all these new apps are popping up. But because of a significant jump like that, some people are just, and it's crazy to you, man, because even like when we have our different channels that were opening up, we're literally on this channel, 100,000 views, let's say. And we're like, hey, go subscribe to this channel. This is where we're at over here too. And like
nothing.
10 of them like, do it.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's literally.
Trust me.
It's I don't even know what it is, man. But it's just certain people won't do certain things. Well, what I say is, man, if they genuinely like you and they really want to hear from you, they're going to. And maybe they only want you in that capacity. Because I don't know what other podcast you creeping with. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know
what other live streams you creeping with. You know what
I realize? You can't get down with too many. You can't get down with 10 podcasts. You have your few and shit.
If you do have
10, you're going to be like an occasional viewer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you get my
true.
Bad, I ain't been here in a minute.
Yeah, which is comments. Fine. Like, my thing in life, man, you know who people are. You know where they're at. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to go figure out what they're on, it's like, it's easy to do. Because even on this press run, I'm just like, bro, Random Order podcast, you want to see more about any one of us, like everything's there, you know. Back in the day, I remember it's like,
where do we find y'all at, man?
Oh my god, IG, this
4YE vlogs, 4YE,
yeah,
main channel,
thanks, bro.
Vlog channel,
last stream back up, man. Shit,
yeah, okay. Yeah, I might stream today, shit.
What should be on stream, shit, and I'd be tapping in. I just see a bunch of random things.
I play video games on stream. I think that's gonna be my main thing. Because for me, I haven't been playing video games as much just because I've been like trying to just work more and be more like locked in on work and just disciplined. Yeah. So for me, it just helps make it a little bit more like work. So I don't feel like I'm just like slacking off. So I mainly game. I might watch a 1-2 YouTube video for like 20-30 minutes and then I just stream a game for like the next 2-3 hours. But yeah, I mostly game on there, man. Twitch for me is gaming. That's how I started for me.
How'd you like the editing on Twitch? I saw you doing that once.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah, I'll do that too. I don't like to do that too much because I don't want niggas taking the sauce.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Seeing how shit gets done and shit. Yeah. But I like it too. Like I said, it's just a way to like quantify the work, I guess, and just make it like, okay, I'm not.
I remember when we were trying to figure out what other content to make, and I remember we were saying like, yo, you should do like an editing video, or just like a video of him editing a sketch where it's just like, I thought it'd be interesting. People are watching all these sketches and they're always asking, like, how do you do this? How do you do that? I'm like, yeah, this would be sick. But I definitely love the live stream editing aspect of it because it was just, you're just kind of vibing. You know, editing, you're literally there for hours. So that's sick. I still think you should run that even on a random word page.
It definitely helps you not focus on, like, the numbers and shit. Like, you know, you don't really worry about who's in there, who's not in there.
Yeah. It's just I'm here.
You're just vibing. I think that's definitely a good, like, mindset to have on Twitch.
Yeah. And you gotta let them know I'm not talking to you either. Like, you know what I mean? Cause you'd be way too locked in again. Cause you're listening to something else and read it. It's
mouth is open.
I ain't gonna lie. I have that brain though. Like, I have that like Gemini brain, I guess, where I could just like, sometimes I have to like really like notice, like, yo, I'm listening to a lot of shit right now. Like, like, and Zarbi pointed out to me, like, bro, how do you listen to this and have that and have that? I'm like, bro, I only hear the one thing that I want to hear right now.
That
I don't know how my brain works, but
selective, man.
Yeah, just selective with it. Like, I don't know, but I hear you on that. Like, sometimes you just, I can't talk to you guys right now.
Man. Yeah, because that's what like stream. They want to be so like you want to be interacting with them and have that engagement. But there's certain things where I remember when I was playing on stream, that's why I started like backing away from stream, because I'm like, yeah, I feel like I'm too real for y'all niggas, man. Like, I would have a serious conversation, like I'm talking to my dog, like I'm talking to like fucking Brooklyn. I'd be like, listen, I really have to beat this level.
Yeah.
Now I'm not even trying to be funny or anything. I'm actually getting mad. Yeah. I'm not gonna read nothing for like two, like, you know what I mean, until I fucking beat this shit. And that was when I was playing Ghost of Tsushima. And I'm like, yo, I literally like, I have to lock in.
Gotta lock in, man. How else am I gonna get it done, man?
You know, gotta make the stream entertaining. They understood, still. They understood, overstood, still, man. Yeah, I beat the level. But I think those streams. But just in general, man. Just honestly, you should be able to stream whatever you want, whatever you're doing. Like,
it's just you.
I'd even have a camera set up in the corner's room when you're just getting to it. In and out, just remember you're there. It's almost like fucking the fucking lo-fi music. Just have that twerk for our street. Chill with Jay, man.
Jay
just like
grinding.
Jay grinding.
This nigga's gonna be on me, man. I was like, hey, where you at, man? Get this out of videos late. I just feel like there'll be a moment you just walk in fucking butt naked and you just freeze, like, wait. Yeah. Did I turn? Just fucking butt out, butt face the cam.
And you just fucking just clench your cheeks on the camera. You're gonna see clench it.
I'll tell you, there was one time I was on stream and I had the camera up now, but I used to have it down. So they were like, oh, we can't see like a poster that you used to have. So I'm like, oh, I'll move it. So I was like moving it while I was on stream. And I don't know, for some reason, it just made me nervous, bro. I'm like, I don't know like what's around my room.
Yeah, that,
like,
We want to turn on my whole computer and then adjust. I'll be back.
Bro, if you notice, man, when I was streaming, my camera was pointed to a corner. And I went and sat in that corner. If I'm not in the corner, more times, the only time I would fuck up and show too much is when I get up and my camera's too low and they see what kind of chair I was dealing with.
Come on, bro. All right. Don't own the tray, man.
That's what niggas started saying. Yo, hey, we need to don't no more. Look at that chair. I'm like, yo, you guys are getting too personal with me, man. Like,
it's not part of the stream, bro.
Yeah, but now I flipped the cam, so it's facing the whole room. But
yeah,
that's hilarious, man. You can't take anything back on stream, man. Just in life, man. That's why you always got to be out
there. Bro, the frame exists. The frame is too late. Even if you get caught butt naked, it don't make sense you run out. Just walk.
Yeah, I just walk. That's
why every frame, brother, forever.
When fucking Kodak Black dropped my phone, Kodak Black dropped the phone in the shower.
I was about to say something like that, yeah.
I respect how he picked it up. He's like, you got me, man.
You got it. You have every frame.
I'm coming
frame
off of this.
Ja Morant's homeboy, like, he tried, man. He tried, bro. He tried to swing it back, but.
Why was he holding on?
Once you see it, it's over with, man.
You know what's funny? I told y'all boys the first Ja Morant clip that came out. What was the first thing I said?
What?
Damn.
You gotta understand, man. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of things, brother.
I said it's that NBA, man. That NBA young boy gonna get you.
Yeah.
Version 2. What's playing?
Young boy. Activate them, man. Activate him.
Bro, I'd be catching myself fucking pointing guns in the mirror.
Yeah.
At myself.
When I didn't hear you walk through the halls and you pussy and you're
dog niggas.
8 a.m. and shit.
I keep telling this thing. I'm like, yo, I was walking around LA in the house and I just kept saying, I said, I need to stop listening to Young Boy. Because it's just so fucking, like, you just have that moment where you have that song and it's just.
So you believe that, like, whole rhetoric of, like, it's the music,
100%.
It's scary, man. I don't know. I don't want to step into that, man. I guess as a musician myself, but I don't say nothing crazy. Like, I'm pretty reasonable, but.
Dude, 100%. Even when Earl dropped his album and that's all we're running, it came to a point where I literally couldn't play anything else unless it was, like, Earl or fucking Mike. And it was just that cold air of, like. Just, you know what I mean? It was cold.
We're getting out the mud.
We had COVID. It was cold. We're in Toronto. We didn't know how long we were there for. Like, and it just felt like it was inspiring. The music was inspiring everything around me. So that's why I even believe in taking those breaks, because I'll take a full break on rap. and just go straight somewhere else, like whether it's fucking techno or whatever the hell it is. Like, you know, sometimes I'll just go another, like right now,
I need a peaceful break. Make it techno.
I was listening to Daft Punk. That's just where I'm at right now. Yeah. Just slapping Daft Punk right now.
I make you drive fast, man.
70s, 80s techno fucking shit.
Yeah, right now I'm into really like a lot of 80s Japanese disco.
Nice.
Crazy, yeah.
I'm going to send you a song. I have one tune that I run. But you can send me more because I didn't do no digging there. But
yeah, I'll send you some shit still.
Man, I'm into Japanese jazz, man.
Yeah.
And I feel I feel like I came up, I like found, you might have, it's probably you. They showed me a couple. Yeah, the Shrimp Dance. Well, that was a jam. I forgot what the guy's name was. But yeah, that was my first like dip in the water. But I'm sure there's a lot more shit.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to look into it.
Nah, it's just, them niggas just on some groovy shit. Like, Daft Punk from, was from Germany. And he's hearing the techno that they're on out there. And then he's just, you're creating a whole new sound.
Just dropping beats from a helmet.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Daft Punk is dropping beats from a helmet. You made some rocking a helmet. Yeah, man. I dropped some wild shit.
Fuck, that bird is huge. No, it's so just to go, I'm going that far to say like music's definitely going to influence you because, I mean, producers and you know what I mean, artists themselves are listening to music and then replicating it in their own way. So like, as far as niggas that aren't having, that don't have an outlet to make music, like I'm gonna hear some shit and say, yeah, this is, that's my attitude right now. When I was listening to West Side Gun, I'm like,
yeah, I feel that.
Oh man, you get out the car different and shit.
I'm like, bro, why am I doing this? But it's just in your mind. I know it's still. I know when I have to take a break from my gangster rap.
I saw a clip of a young boy, and he was just talking about like, yeah, like he read like some of the stuff, the music he made, and this, you know, he's realized like the impact and like the influence, and he's trying to like change it, but it's going to take some time for him to like really like make that change and to like just, I guess, just spin a more positive message. I was like, damn, okay.
I mean, not even to take it there, like you listen, you think about why we listen to people like Drake or Jay-Z for so long, or Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, like, and it's because the shit that they're rapping is not like shoot them up, bang bang, you know what I mean? It's like it's actual shit you're going through in life, whether it's like something you can learn, something you've been through, or something you want to relate to, something you can relate to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's just more of that peaceful music for your mind where they're actually saying something. Lil Wayne was another one where I'm like, okay,
he's talking about them clickies and clockers, and you know what I mean?
But when Wayne kind of, you know what I mean, elevated and you know what I mean, advanced in music, he was definitely talking about life and what he was going through, still being a thug, but just, I'm the biggest thug, and like, you know what I'm going to do, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
You need a break from that shit sometimes, bro.
We'll see what happens, man. See what happens with Ja. You know what I mean?
He's done, I think. He's done for a season.
What are they saying? What's the consequences right now? Nothing?
Not playing?
They still investigating. They say they're probably going to suspend him for the start of the season.
Is that in the NBA contract? No holding guns and shit?
I don't know if it says that like verbatim, but I think it definitely speaks about just like representing the NBA brand.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, he's number one on Memphis, right? So it's not like he's like a bench player. So I feel like he is going to get some, he do got some pull to where it's not going to just like cut his legs off, but I think they're definitely gonna have to make an example for sure.
Yeah. I think they have to make an example, but you're like, as long as, if he's Gilbert Arenas bringing a gun inside, like, you know what I mean? We all know what Gilbert did with a guitar.
Brought a guitar,
you know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's when they'll kick you out of the league. Like, and I don't know if it's gonna, because I don't know, man. It's basketball and NBA is at a different time right now where I don't know if Gilbert did that now, if it'd be the same thing or if they'd suspend him and come back. Like, I really don't know
what the, they're talking about intentions to kill someone for his gambling.
Yeah. Okay. You're probably not coming back still,
Which I don't think he did. I think that was like it, like pretty much. I mean, it had like
he was done still. Yeah. He was done. But that's what I'm saying. Ja was outside with it. So it's like, all right, what state are you in? Is guns legal there? Like, you know what I mean? So there's more to it where he's safe and NBA can just say, yo, this is not what you're doing. But I mean, it's the same thing if you work the job in, like, you know what I mean? You're a lawyer or something and you're fucking outside and you're caught on film drunk at a bar. Like, you know what I mean? It sucks.
It was the weekend. It was the weekend, bro.
Yeah, also it was my Friday.
You ever hear about people getting, I never used to understand people will get in trouble at school for some shit they did over the weekend.
How? What do you mean?
Like,
what
I, you well, mean? This is, I kind of slowed down because the example I have is someone's bullying someone over the weekend, like online, and then they got suspended from school.
Oh, that's
whack. It was bad on their part, but also I'm like, wait, how can you do that?
Yeah.
Because you call the police for this shit.
Yeah. Some people would fight after school on Friday and then they'd get suspended like later on because it's like, yo, we're still students at school.
Wait, at school though?
like after school on Friday. Like I remember
on the way home and shit.
I'm a criminal. There'd be fights at the park or fights at the pond. And it, yeah, so there'd be fights there. And then when they come back from school on Monday, you just see a certain man's not there. And you're like, wait, where the hell did this guy go?
You ever see someone get dropped from the class?
Yeah.
Just you see them sit down. Like, oh, you're not supposed to be here. You see the principal. I'm like, yep, this is it. Yeah,
this is what I've been waiting on. You don't remember that shit?
No, I
you went to Cheney.
Okay. What does that mean?
Oh, ain't no nothing. I just don't know what the climate was over there, man.
You
know?
Nah, I mean, I just feel like, okay, if they fought at school Friday, then okay. But if they, like, took it somewhere else and fought, like, I don't see how the school has any.
You also got to think, because that kid's going to come back, and it's like, what, because he touched. It's still, you guys are still kids. The problems probably started there, and it's also, like, separating the two, but letting the parents know what the kid did as well. Like, you know, you can't just get away with that, so.
Well, that's why I don't, I'm not a principal.
Yeah,
that's for me. I don't give a fuck.
I remember our principal in middle school was inspired by Jay-Z and Rock Nation because his thing was the triangle.
Oh, yeah.
He
used to throw up the triangle instead of the rock.
Yeah,
oh, really?
The triangle.
It was so dumb. It was like he threw up his. God. It was a triangle on the top. It's like, this is respect, this is love, and this is friendship.
Nah,
he just making up corners and shit. He just you could have named it anything positive, nigga.
That nigga would change it.
Like you call each corner of the triangle something else, and I'm like, yep, this is the McCrimmon triangle.
Triangle, but he would only. The thing is, this nigga was kind of like Yoda, low key. And it was kind of cool because our school was inspired by when we were in grade 7, grade 6, 7, and 8. Our school was inspired by the goons in grade 9 at Fletcher's and shit, like how Brampton was moving. So our school was primarily, like, I would say it's kind of bad, man. Fights, niggas are throwing parties and shit.
People are legit school, getting stabbed at high school on some regular.
You know what I mean? So I get it. But there were times in middle school where our principal would have to come up and like speak. So he's like, yo, gather the whole fucking school in the cafeteria. Let me speak to these guys. And everyone sit down. A teacher will come out and say, all right, now Mr. Johnson's going to come out and speak to you. It's fucking quiet. You just hear this guy's footsteps because we all know it's a serious tone. This guy's quiet, puts a triangle up, just like Jay-Z.
Oh.
You know what this is?
A McCrimmon triangle. I'm like, oh, God. Spiel again. But you have you fucking throwing up the triangle before you leave.
Yeah.
Like, you're not leaving this damn gymnasium until you throw up the triangle.
Throw up the fucking triangle.
So the whole school is throwing up the rock.
Yo.
Yeah. It was kind of cool, man.
I'm throwing up the rock, nigga. Fuck this shit. Triangle.
I'm doing it for Jay. I had dirt off my shoulders on my earpods. I was like, all right, whatever you say. But he would always switch it up. Like, no matter what it was, like, if it was something else, like someone, I don't know, went down on and. I don't know. Respect.
Yeah, the bottom right is no punching people.
Don't ever do that. I'm like, bro, last week it was fucking be kind.
You can't swap the corners out.
You know, like, but it worked, man. It worked. It worked. This nigga, he was kind of crazy with it, though, man. I think he was a robot.
Speaking of shout out, man, we got to give a big, juicy, random order shout out to Black Magic Cameras, man. Come on now.
Yo.
Yes, sir, man. We might, made some connections, man. You know what I mean? Had some convos. Let the people, the good people at Black Magic know what we working on here at Random Order Records, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They handed us three very professional cameras.
Wow.
Black Magic Pocket Cinema Camera 6K. It's a lot of words.
6K for the Sixers.
Yeah. All day, man. We got some beefy cameras on us now, man.
Yeah.
Looking to achieve that studio quality on our own, amen. So we gotta pay the man every damn time. So it's coming together, y'all, man. I gotta give a big shout out to Black Magic for real, man. These are
thank you,
it's a big deal, man. Yeah, thank you all day, man. Yeah. For the whole community.
Thank you, Black Magic, and thank you to the community, man. I'll tell you what, man. We just three men right here, just with a dream and a vision. You feel me?
Yeah.
A little bit of hope, but the more people watching, the more people listening, that's just more case for us, man. You know what I'm saying? More power to us to connect with people like Black Magic Design. I don't like saying Black Magic.
I've been saying that word a lot the past few weeks.
Yeah. The camera. You know what I'm saying?
Change the name, but.
Nah, it's cool, man, because You know, I'm gonna start saying as an old man. Sorry, you know what? Like old nigga just be hollering at you and be like, "Yeah, it's cool, man.
It's cool, chill. Though, man. Don't worry about it, brother."
Like not even for a, don't worry about it. Like just fucking them hooking up the cameras, man. It's cool. It's yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's always their response. Like that's cool. It's chill, man. I want to start responding like old timer, but it is cool because when we're coming up and we're trying to you know do what we could do to get our hands on some equipment, it was scarce out here, man. It was really really yeah. quiet, so.
Yeah, and it's the type of shit that it make you elevate even more. You just be pumped up.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I thought it was simple math. I'm like, we yeah. take your fucking great product, which yep. is the cameras.
Yeah.
This community in specific cares about quality and they notice quality. They speak on quality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we celebrate quality. So we could, you know, we're celebrating your camera now mm-hmm. in front of all these people that care about quality. And, you know, I mean, your product is front and center.
Yeah.
It was just quiet for many companies.
Yeah.
But these guys couldn't believe. Bro, it's like we're talking to angels.
Yeah.
At Black Magic. They're just like explaining, like, yeah, we just want to help creators and like just support their vision and help them grow. And our manager's like, yo, what do you need them to do? Like, what is it that you need? They're like, oh no. They're like, oh no, we just want to support them and just, you know, give them the tools that they need to elevate. So exactly what are these guys like gonna be doing? Like what are the hard, like the bro, nothing, man. Yeah. So
wow,
it's almost like a glitch in the system because they're waiting for the punch too. We're like, wait, what? Like, what? You know, that's what it's supposed to be, nigga. Like,
yeah.
Keep. How many times are we on this show saying, yo, you got to keep your inner kid alive, your inner child alive? And sometimes that's not up to you. Like, sometimes it's honestly that power may land in the hands of a company because we all know. If we trying to rap and Snoop Dogg gives you a retweet or whatever, that's pumping that childhood dream. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you see niggas creating. We've done so much already. And again, like Jerry's saying, we bang and preach comedy and quality. Sorry, comedy too. Help us out. Say, yo, I fuck with you guys. Here you go. Like it runs you nothing. You know what I mean? Like you understand how that works. So it's beautiful when someone actually just pulls up and says, yo, hey. This is very possible, and to show you how possible it is, like
we're doing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
nah, it's a beautiful thing, man. That's all. It's cool, man.
Yeah, yes.
Ice cold, man. Listen, man, mm-hmm. It's been a very swell episode, man. Episode 137.5, the audio exclusive. Amen. Locked in, man. You know what y'all got to do, man. Hop on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, and give us that 5-star stunner rating on there, man.
Yeah.
Let the people know why you were out with us. Amen. Yeah. Listen, man, randomorder.org. We extended the shirt a few times. This is the final time the Waleed Kebab shirt is done with Sunday. hop on over to the site, man. Of course, check out the Noel Miller episode, the Waleed episode, man. We got some red hot episodes coming up, man. We got Hassan Fields coming up. We got our baby sister coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some great names that you'll enjoy, man, all day.
Yeah.
Listen, man.
Before we go, can I just say, I make music. Go check out my music, guys. You know what I'm saying? Sheldon Sebastian. I feel like I
don't man.
Speak
you
about
bang
it ever on this podcast, but
yeah.
Y'all check me out, man. Sheldon Sebastian on Spotify. I'm putting out a lot of shit.
Absolutely, man.
I think it's a good thing too, because I remember when we first started, like that was it. It's like, yeah, I'm Sheldon, I made music, and like I feel like you're just genuinely enjoying what we're doing, because I'd be forgetting everything to say on here. I'm just like, once again, you, I'm here. You can go further and discover what else I do.
100%,
which is like everyone's in this pool, listen to this podcast, listen to us as a collective. But it's like Jermaine does different shit, I do different shit, you do different shit. So
yeah.
For sure.
When I get here, I don't think about being a rapper. I'm just like talking to the guys, so I always forget. So
Yeah.
Tap in if you'd like to, man.
Yep.
And vlogs too.
You got the channel up.
Yes, everything, man. YouTube channel, Sheldon Sebastian.
And everything's always in the description. Motherfuckers just don't scroll down. Just scroll down past and go to the comment section. Because we had to appreciate y'all motherfuckers drop comments and like the shit. We still do, you know what I'm saying? But I remember at one point, it's like, people would just enjoy it, like it, and then cut. I'm like, yo, drop a comment. Because if every single one of you guys that watch this dropped a comment.
Crazy.
Oh, man, we're breaking record. We're shattering the world.
Like, you know, just drop. I don't give a shit if you just drop a smiley face. That lets me know you enjoyed it. Drop a mad face, I'm like, oh, he didn't enjoy my services. One, like, you know, I didn't do a good job. Let us know how we did, man. Surveys count.
Amen, man.
Yeah.
I did. See y'all next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.